next person we have is Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. Kim has expressed my thoughts very well. We do need to see in writing something that we can look at carefully. But I had two other questions. One has to do with the going back to our residency at CCNY. There are several stories floating around about our leaving. One of them has to do with the fact that we have to leave. I don't know exactly what that means. And the other has to do with the fact that it's time, it's been a long time, and we're doing this because we're tired of a small space and we need our own space, which is legitimate. But then the third explanation that I've heard is that our lease is not going to be renewed. And without asking you to comment on all those, because I've heard all three from you, actually, at various times, what is the when is our lease actually up there? And the second question I had has to do with the program director. I have some serious problems about how that program director's independent action has already come up against some specific policies, which I think we'll have to take up in executive session. But meanwhile, we have a question. So I would like to know when our lease is up, if you would. Thank you.
Serene for the SAC and on a point of order.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of order?
We have LSB meetings. The manager was at one last week. This is not a forum to discuss the program director, for whose presence I, at least, am extremely grateful. It has significantly improved our offering to our listeners. But this is not the forum for that.
Okay.
This is a finance issue. Got a finance question? Ask it.
Okay.
And I'd like to join the stack.
Okay,
yeah, personal privilege here.
Yes, Carolyn.
And yes, I didn't bring up the program director. Serene did. So as to whether or not it's the appropriate forum, it was not brought up by me. But my question still remains as to when the lease is up. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia. If you can just add me to the stack. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Virgil, you want to respond to Carolyn's question?
Can you answer that question? Two people who spoke. One of them was the person before who mentioned that the numbers do not make.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Well, from
Hello? Hello?
You're dropping in and out, Berthel. Right now we can't hear you at all.
Well, I'd like to ask a second question. If
point
I
of order.
Let's try to let Berthel get Berthel back on.
Well, no.
Berthel?
That sound of the tone going down means somebody dropped off.
Hello? I got disconnected.
Okay, yeah. Well,
you
better respond to Kim and then
Carolyn. Yes, so someone asked about the financial statements. I do believe that the CFO produces financial statements for all the stations, and I just sent the preliminary Q1 05 to the CFO and my business manager and the ED. So that they can compare it to what they have. I've compared those before, and then they were more or less accurate, except for the details about where revenue is coming from car donation to fund drive or whatsoever, and so on. So I'm not so sure about that question, but I think the CFO can answer that. As far as what the financial statements are, and then why they do not make sense to whomever said that it did not make sense to. The second person, the question was from Carolyn Burden. What was that question?
When is our lease formally and legally up? And then the second question I did not get a chance to ask is, are we still negotiating with the ESB?
Okay, for the ESB, yes, we are. My understanding, I don't want to say too much here, but basically my understanding is that we're going to keep on and hurry up to keep up paying them regularly what we think we can pay them. I'll just put it that way.
And, no, that's fine. I just wanted to know yes or no if we're still negotiating. But then when the lease is up was my first question, actually.
The first question is the lease is up. The lease is probably going to be up in a couple of months. However, I've established a relationship with the general manager of WFUR, and she's a WBI listener, supporter, and, you know, it's not like we're going to get booted out, you know, but they would rather have us move as soon as possible, as soon as we can. So what Serene said actually is that, yeah, we should be out, but I don't foresee us being...
Do we have a lease?
Point of order?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Are we discussing the approval of this budget, or we are conducting an LSB, WBAI LSB meeting that, the people that are asking questions are the same members from WBAI. I please ask all the members to really confine themselves, and we can ask the question that have to do with the budget of WBAI.
Okay.
If not, we are reinventing the wheel permanently. I don't understand. Why don't we contact? How long we need to keep discussing the specific things of WBAI?
Okay.
I really don't understand. I want somebody explaining to me what are we doing now. We have a motion on the floor. We have a certain time. Nobody's keeping up the time.
I thought Lawrence and Jim was having us on the time, but where we are, you're absolutely correct. We don't want to get too deep in LSB issue, but the issue should be related to the budget and the finances of WBAI. So let's let Virgil wrap that up, and then we got two more questions from Serene and then Lydia, and then we'll go back.
You want me to keep saying?
Yes, thanks. 90 seconds per person, but...
Okay.
Virgil, if you can also kind of limit your response, too. So did you want to wrap up what you were saying, and then we'll go to Serene and Lydia? Virgil.
Yeah, I think I'm done. I think I've made all my points.
Okay. Next person we have is Serene.
Lydia hasn't spoken, I don't think, so I can let her go first.
Okay, Lydia?
Hi, Virgil. So on the... for those of us that are not there, it's really hard to envision the hardship incurred by having to broadcast out of one site while having your offices somewhere else. But in the Brooklyn site, does this mean that we have been able to acquire extra space in order to have the studio build out in there, or am I misunderstanding? And have they given us a definite date by which we have to vacate the university spot?
We don't have any definite date to vacate City College. The area of the building has some free space on the second floor, and they are about to vacate a tenant on our floor to give us the entire floor. So that would be another $600 a month, which was always what we had wanted, yeah. And we have been contacting about three different companies to give us an estimate and to bid on what it would take to build just the third floor, So, what we'll do is we'll get the bid from some high-end and mid-end companies. We've had also some analysis from John Amiller and then different people that, would come up with a better price. And the interim development director and I, we are working right now on a capital campaign because we've met with a few people, and they need a plan, a time frame, a certain amount of expenses so that we can go and deal with that.
I'm on that question.
Okay, we'll wrap up. We're at Serene, and then we'll end this part. Serene.
Okay, so I just want to briefly say that, you know, when Sandy flooded out BAI and we were stuck with and grateful for the ability to broadcast out of an individual studio that placed serious restrictions on, I mean, we had daytime access, which limited the number of people who could participate in the programming and so forth. WHCR saved our butts. The manager there is a longtime listener and supporter of WBAI and has been extremely supportive of BAI. You know, Pacifica people are a little weird and difficult, so it's been an adjustment, but they've done it. The owner of the building in Brooklyn, who has once again offered a lease, brought a lease to Pacifica, is a listener, supporter, volunteer of BAI. And it would be really good, and I understand that numbers matter, and I understand that money does not grow on trees, but it would be really good if we could find the same level of support on the national board.
Oh, Janet Coleman is here. Sorry to interrupt. I just got on the call.
The same level of support on the national board that those two listener, member, volunteer, business people have been able to show towards the station over the past couple of years. Thanks.
Okay, and with that, we'll go back to you again. Thank you, Bertel.
Belated point of information, please, since I got on the call late and I heard something I have a question about.
Yes, Janet C., what's your point of information?
My point of information? I believe Bertel said that the lease might be up. Was probably up. I would like to have in clear years and calendar numbers when our lease is up. I mean, you must know that, so I want to know. In fact, people have been asking me this very day, how soon do you have to get out of City College, WHRC?
Okay, I will check the lease, and then I will get back to you on that. But from what I can remember, the last time that lease was up at City College, we spent another 4 months before we resigned it, and that was not an issue. Also, I wanted to add very quickly, hi, Janet. We still have a bequest of close to $100,000 that I'm working on to get. It's just a matter of paperwork. And then also, we're looking at major donors and people who might be willing to even lend us money at like 1% over 10-year period to build out, which is basically giving us money to build out at 388 if they feel that we are getting to some place. And then the owner of the building is part of that initiative, and then they're waiting. I hate to put it that way. They're basically saying that they have a full confidence in it, and they're waiting to see if they can have full confidence in Pacifica and in the fact that WBI will be here for another 10 years, and that they would definitely step up with the money. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Bertel. And with that, we'll go back to the motion at hand, approval of WBAI's budget with the provisos. And now I guess we'll go to the vote. Madam Secretary,
Janet
you want to call? Yes, Janet K.
Could we divide the different provisos?
Sure.
Okay, how do you want to divide it?
Well, all of them.
You want to vote on Brian, how would you recommend? Will we vote on the budget and the provisos, or how would you recommend the division? Brian.
No.
We'll have to call six different votes if you want to do them all separately.
It's just a question of how we want to manage our time.
So,
you know, normally the body has to vote to divide, or you can ask to do it without objection.
So,
Mr. Chair, point of information?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of information?
Yes, if I don't mistake, I saw the agenda, and this report have 10 minutes. We are more than an hour in this issue. Should we allow more time?
I didn't see a time period of 10 minutes on this. I
say NFC report, 10 minutes.
No, 90 minutes, it should say.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't see it. I don't have, in my agenda, okay. I didn't have a specific time on this particular. It was 90 minutes for the overall.
Yes, it's 90 minutes. It's the budget motions from the Finance Committee and related
yes.
motions.
Okay, so we were on the dividing it. Janet Kay, would you want to divide it? Do you want to vote on all of the different provisos? So Janet Kay, what was your recommendation for dividing? Or
yes, each proviso at a time. That's and then I guess the final budget vote
okay.
with those provisos. So there's six provisos, is that right?
Brian, is that correct? We have six provisos?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, I just walked in, so I'm trying to thumb and see. We had similar provisos on the amount for which the manager would have to get approval. There was one comment tonight that the 500 was too low. We passed some of the
sorry,
other stations. What were those? That's a question to Brian.
We got to resolve dividing before we start
yes.
debating each proviso.
Oh, are we going to debate each proviso if we move to divide?
That's what we're going to now.
Okay, thank you. Then I'm in favor of dividing.
Okay. Is there any objection to dividing this motion? Without objection, I guess we'll go through the provisos one by one and then go take a final vote on the budget. Brian, everyone has that in front of them. They know what the proviso is.
So I'll read them off one at a time.
Okay. Brian.
So the first provisos I'll go through come from the original budget recommendation. Proviso number one is as follows. The PNB directs WBAI to submit a revised fiscal year 2015 budget as soon as it reaches any resolution to negotiations over its transmitter rent.
Okay, that's proviso number one.
Mr. Chair, can you ask for objection?
Is there any objections to proviso number one? Proviso number one is approved without objection. Proviso number two.
Proviso number two is as follows. The PNB directs WBAI management to extend any and all fund drives until they have met their budgeted goals and to increase fund drive goals accordingly if WBAI falls short of budget from other revenue sources.
This is Kim.
And Margie
okay.
wants to be on the list.
Okay, we'll take a stack for this proviso number two. Do we have a timekeeper to time everybody at 1 minute? And I think we have Kim first and then Margie.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, the fact is this already didn't happen, and there's no provision for any sort of, I don't know what the word is, consequences. If this doesn't happen, it already happened. So this motion is somewhat moot. So I don't even know what kind of consequences you can add to it. Since it's been already ignored, so it's inadequate. I mean, it's just inadequate, and I don't have a thought to how to fix it, but I think it needs to be fixed.
Okay, Margie, next on the stack.
Thank you. I just want to say that everyone, every station in the network is experiencing donor burnout. People are having a hard time keeping donors satisfied with the situation of so many fund drives, and I don't think it makes sense to do this. I think we have to have a conversation that takes into account the reality on the ground that the managers and that the management group at any station is dealing with, and I don't think this does that. And so I just want to urge people not to make a motion, not to endorse something that I think cannot really be carried out without thought and, well, anyway. So I'm against this. I don't think we should do it. I think we should limit, we should talk about, you know, expenditures going forward. I mean, there are a number of different things we can talk about, but I'm sorry. It's 90 seconds, isn't it?
Yes, and it's just big 90 seconds, sorry.
Okay, that's all right. I'm done.
Brian. Any further discussion on this proviso?
Brian?
Yes, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, to Kim's point, I think the fact that the fund drive got called off in December speaks to the necessity of a proviso like this. The board has to make it clear what its expectations are. You heard WBAI's manager
Point of order to clarify that issue of the fund drive being extended.
That's debate, not order.
No, it's not debate. It's really information, because indeed we were fundraising on that. During that period, we made $38,000.
No.
So it wasn't like
Could everybody stop talking?
If we made it up during somebody else's time period, it would be very helpful indeed.
This isn't your time period. You need to take your own advice.
Janet B., you out of order. Okay,
fine.
Brian.
I prefer to hear you tell me I'm out of order than to hear Serene yammering to shut me down when she is a... I don't know what she does at WBAI, but it isn't helping to raise money. I know that.
Okay, Brian, you want to wrap up your comments? Brian.
Well, I'd like to finish beginning my comment. I hope that didn't come off my time.
Can you finish off your time?
So,
exactly.
We heard WBA's manager say he was under the impression that the PNB wants him to cut the length of fund drives. So I think we have to be clear about what our expectations are. And frankly, I agree. The amount of days that WBAI has to spend fundraising, according to this budget, in order to pay its expenses is just, you know, I cringe to look at it. But at the end of the day, WBAI has to pay its bills because there's no one else in the network who can pay its bills for it. The fact that the national office has not been collecting central services from BAI for several months and has needed to cover their benefits in December is jeopardizing the national office's ability to pay its auditors, which is something that we need to do in order to bring our CPB money back. So I don't know what practical alternative there is to making these fund drive goals. And if someone wants to submit an alternative with a detailed financial plan attached in writing, you know, I would love to approve a new budget with less fundraising days on the basis of that plan. But until we have one, I think this is where we are.
Okay.
Point of information.
Back after Janet.
Carolyn, please.
Benito to the stack.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear who we had. Who was Janet? Which Janet?
Carolyn, point of information.
Green asked for the stack after Janet.
Okay. And then, Carolyn, what's your point of information?
And Janet K., stack, please.
Okay.
Well, I'm responding to Brian's point with a question. Does he have adequate financial information in writing from WBAI, from the general manager? We need to wait, he says. But do we have it? Do we have that kind of information or not? The answer, I think, is no.
I didn't catch you, Carolyn, because you were interrupted. Adequate information to what?
about our finances in writing. I mean, our complaint at BAI is that we haven't had adequate financial reports in writing. And I'm wondering if you have something we don't have that makes you satisfied that you have all the information you need to address the question you raised. You have adequate financial data from WBAI with regard to its finances.
I would like far more detailed and current information from WBAI than I have. We do have the aggregate income numbers that were given to us by Raoul for October and November. We sent them out on January 8th. And they show WBAI with, I believe, a $145,000 income shortfall over just 2 months.
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of information.
Yes, Jose Luis, what's your point of information?
Who's on the finance committee of the PMB directors in the finance committee, and what was the vote for this motion we're talking about?
Right.
The vote was unanimous on every budget recommendation I'm bringing you.
And which of the directors are on that committee, finance committee?
Not Howard.
From WBAI, it was Manijay Saba. She's no longer a member of the board or the committee. From WPFW, it's Tony Norman. From KPFK, it's Lydia Brazan. From KPFT, it is Adriana Kazanov. And from KPFA, it's me.
Okay, next we go to the stack on this proviso two. The next person I have is Janet Kay.
I'm sorry, wasn't it Janet Coleman and then Serene and then Janet Kay?
I'm sorry, Janet Coleman and then Serene and then Benito.
And then Janet Kay.
Then Janet Kay.
No, I was not on the stack.
I thought you had something to say, but I guess we're
wrong.
Well,
I do, but I don't need to.
Could you quickly say it, or?
No, it's pointless. I already said what I had to say.
Serene.
Okay, so I agree that, you know, every station needs to be able to support itself. And therefore, I trust that when people look at the antenna expenses, and our lease is something like $50,000 because it has an escalation clause, WBAI has not been receiving the benefits of the rental of those sidebands. So there's an SCA motion that I keep trying to bump up on the agenda. It's on the agenda, and I hope that I will get universal support for it, because if we're in New York and we're paying top dollar for antenna space and these sidebands are stations that broadcast off of our antenna, then this station should get the benefit of those that sideband revenue to a great degree. And we're not talking about sending us the check. Just credit us for central services and other bills that, you know, that were billed back, if you will. So please keep that in mind when that motion comes up. Thanks.
Benito, you
make Janet K. point of information.
And Kim to the stack.
I have Benito next.
Janet K. point of information.
Yes, Janet K., what's your point of information?
So, Serene, I don't know if this is appropriate. Are you supporting this or not supporting this? This proviso.
The fundraise until you drop and your listeners all turn off the radio? No, I'm not supporting it. No.
Okay. I have Benito next on the stack, then Janet K., and then Kim.
Okay, well, I appreciate the situation, let's say, that Brian and the Finance Committee is confronted with, and especially not having any other source of revenues to work with. However, I have to agree with Margie and Serene. You can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. And I remember the situation that we were in at PFW, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and 3 years ago, where we kept doing something similar. So we can't meet goals because people don't want to hear the radio because we ain't got nothing to offer. And so we extend the pledge drives, which further drives people away. You know, I mean, we just have to come up with another alternative. You know, and suggesting that we do something else with that signal ain't it. We can, you know, we have to say BAI, and that has to be the premise that we start from. And whatever it is we have to do to save it, that's what we got to do.
Time.
Time. All right.
Okay, time. Next person is Janet Kay.
Yes, so we heard from the general manager that they're trying different creative ideas, and some of them are panning out, and I encourage that. I don't support extending fund. I don't support this proviso the way it's written, or the concept behind it of just more days of fund drive. And as some others have said, that, you know, it'll turn the listeners off rather than turn them on to donating to the station. So I don't know, and I agree with Brian about there's what other options are there. Well, there needs to be work put on coming up with specific options, something to replace this proviso that would be more creative ideas. And I don't know who would be responsible for that, doing that, whether the AI and or the NFC and or anybody who can work up something.
Okay, next person.
Take Lydia to the sec.
Okay, Kim, then Lydia. Kim.
Well, again, I have to go back to we just don't have any numbers as to what's going on. And for that, I really have to ask the CFO and the ED to produce these numbers. It's very difficult to raise money from our listeners when we can't tell them where that money is going. And this is listener money. So we need those materials to work with in order to evaluate this. We're just taking guesses as to what these numbers are. Something needs to be done. This is a mess. This is not any way to make decisions on having to do with a budget where we're not dealing with any real numbers.
Okay, Lydia.
Yes, I just want to point out that proviso says if WBAI falls short of budget in other revenue sources. So it allows for all those creative ideas that everybody believes are going to come up with. But it would be irresponsible, all other issues aside, no one's doubting that the lengthy fund drives are, something you can't sustain indefinitely. Having said that, it qualifies it. So if the local board, if the finance committee, if this board can come up with other revenue sources, then they won't have to have lengthy fund drives.
Put me on the set, please, Janet.
No, I'm just speaking to the wording of the proviso, so you need to read to the end of it. Thank you. I mean, it's not like this was discussed at length, and so far I haven't heard anyone say, oh, okay, instead of that, then the key word here is falling short of the budget. What do you do instead of what is recommended in the proviso? Nobody wants this. It's just asking, come up with something. Thank you.
Okay,
please
Janet,
point to put me on the stack, please.
Yes, Janet C., you are.
I can't support enough Kim's demand for figures here, because how do we know how much we have to raise or how many days we're going to raise it in? We don't know what we have to raise. We don't know what money is going for. We don't know whether we don't know the amount of money we need for a lease. So how the hell can we estimate a budget if we don't know whether we have two rents or one rent, or one PD, or no PD, or a consultant, or many consultants? We don't know, and we have to know, period. Otherwise, this other stuff is, is kidding ourselves about how hard it is to raise money and extend a drive. You bet it's hard to extend a drive, and you bet you're losing listeners every hour of it. But that's really not at stake here. It's examining coldly what we've got to work with and what we owe. How can we possibly move forward with creative ideas? What creative ideas? Have a concert? I've heard that. We're not going to have a concert. We need listeners.
Janet Kay?
Did you say you had a point of something? Or?
No, I wanted to be on the stack.
Okay, this has to be the last. We got to take a vote. We got four more provisos to get through. Okay, Janet, the last person on the stack, Janet Kay.
Okay, I was trying to follow what Lydia was saying about the wording of the proviso. And to me, the last phrase, if WBAI falls short of budget in other revenue sources, that seemed to me to be connected to increased fund drive goals. And the first part, to extend any and all fund drives until they have met their budgeted goals, doesn't have that condition. It's just, that to me sounds like that has to happen, and then the other thing may or may not happen depending on other revenue sources. I guess it's a point of information.
Okay.
Is it Carolyn on the stack?
Could somebody address that, or the wording? What the if is connected to?
Brian, did you want to address that? And then we'll hear Carolyn. We're going to have to end. We're going to have to really end. Yes, Brian, did you want to address that?
I interpret the meaning to be, as Janet stated, that phrase only modifies the second clause of the sentence.
Yes, Carolyn, quickly.
Brian, can you clarify, please?
That what Janet said is correct. The way it's worded, it means increase your goals if you're not raising the non-fund drive money that the budget expects.
Okay.
Yes, Carolyn.
Yeah, that is, for all due respect to the intent of the makers and the people who passed it, a feel-good motion. There is no deadline. There is no, as someone said, sanction or accountability. Could we put a date in that? By what date must this happen? And not if, when, conditional on your raising something, which could be forever. That motion means that we could wait. We could be waiting a very long time for this to kick in. So I would suggest that Brian perhaps might want to amend it to include a date, 2 months.
We're going to go to the vote on this proviso. Madam Secretary, you want to call a roll, proviso 2?
Janet, Brian Edwards, speaker.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fernandez.
Yes.
Janet Colvin.
Pass.
I didn't hear you, Janet.
She said pass.
Oh, yeah. Someone needs to mute. If you're not speaking, please. Margie Wilkinson.
I abstain.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Pass.
Lydia Brothon?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Adriana Castanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? George Ryder? George? Ricky Uzel? Carolyn Burden?
Oh,
Sorry, I was muted. Carolyn Burden reluctantly votes to abstain. Thank you.
Janet Coleman?
I vote no.
Green votes no. Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
Pass.
Heather Gray? Janet Coleman, you pass.
No.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Abstain.
Kim Coffin?
I'm going to abstain.
Benito Diaz?
I'm going to say yes.
Vote is 5-5-4. Do you vote, Chair?
Could you repeat that again?
5-5-4.
Chair votes yes. Okay, the next proviso, Brian?
Proviso number 3 is as follows. The PNB directs that any unbudgeted revenue at WBAI, for instance, from bequests, reinstatement of CPB funding, etc., be spent according to the following priorities. Number 1, pension catch-up payments. Number 2, fulfilling unfulfilled premiums from previous fund drives. Number 3, repayment of WBAI's tax loan. Number 4, catching up on unpaid central services to the Pacifica National Office.
This is Lydia.
And I'll motivate briefly if you'd like, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, could you repeat? I didn't hear you, Brian.
I'll motivate briefly if you'd like.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What was that again?
I'll motivate if it's all right with you.
Oh, yes, definitely, yes.
So this is like the potential good news portion of the provisos. WBAI has been informed that it's due to receive a bequest of significant size. However, it's been vacant, so WBAI doesn't know when it might arrive.
Brian, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
WBAI may come into some bequest money. It's been notified of a large amount. However, it's part of an estate that's tied up in litigation, so we don't know when. And like all of our stations, I guess except KPFK, WBAI could have unbudgeted money if we're able to get CPB money reinstated. We thought it was important to kind of set priorities for where any windfall money goes. So the first one is the legal obligation to the employees at WBAI that's making the overdue pension fund payments. The second, the unfulfilled premiums, this is something that's impacted WBAI's ability to operate. So many people, apparently, we were told on the committee, had asked to have their credit card charges reversed because they didn't get their premiums, that WBAI's credit card processor temporarily cut it off during its fall fund drive. Raul was able to get that reinstated, but if something like that should happen again, it could put the station over the edge very quickly. So I think that's an extremely high priority. The third one is catching up on the tax loan, and then the fourth one is catching up on what WBAI owes the national office. So those are the priorities we're recommending that the PNB issue as guidance to WBAI over how any windfall revenues should be allocated.
Doreen, for the
staff. Okay, we had Lydia and then Doreen, was it?
Yes.
Janet Kay.
Okay, so.
Doreen, I'm sorry, Lydia.
Did you call on me?
Yes, Lydia.
Okay. So I would like to amend this list of priorities. I assume these are short-term priorities, but, you know, I have repeatedly stated, and now because of the AG document request also, it'll be done sooner rather than later, is that there is nothing urgently pressing about the repayment of the tax loan, and I will, in the process of redoing that so that it has, so that we redo that initial tax loan repayment schedule, which was not requested by the person making the loan and for whom I work. But anyway, so I don't think that should be number three. I think number three should be catching up on unpaid services to the Pacifica National Office, and that the repayment of WBAI's tax loan be put on hold until I have that new payment schedule, so that would bring more clarity to that, because now we have also learned that that a significant priority is this issue of having to have the build out at the Brooklyn site, and it's something that was not envisioned prior to this
time.
So I'm not saying that the bequest money shouldn't go to that, obviously, if it comes in time and so forth, but I wouldn't put it as like a pressing priority at this moment, so I would like to postpone that item to a further date.
Janet K., point of information.
But let's get, is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay, Janet K., what's your point of information?
So am I to understand that you would only have three items listed under that proviso, that the fourth one become the third, and that the third one to repay the tax loan would be removed, or would that become
would be postponed.
Four?
That item will be postponed until we have a current
postponed,
agreement.
So removed from these provisos?
Removed from today's vote, yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? Without objection, amendment is adopted. The next person we had on the stack was Serene.
Okay, so the second amendment on this now would be that the word unrestricted needs to be put between any and unbudgeted. So it would be any unrestricted unbudgeted revenue. I mean, I'm sure that's the intention, but the word needs to be there.
This is Brian. I'll second.
Okay, it's been seconded. Is there any objection to that amendment? Without objection, the amendment passes. The next person we have on stack is Janet.
I'm sorry. That was my first amendment.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. And my second amendment would be to keep that number four, or to have a fourth provision, but to make it building out the studio.
Okay.
I second.
It's been seconded. Is there any objection to that amendment?
Yes, this is Brian. I object.
Okay, there's an objection. So why don't we just go to vote on that amendment?
Can we discuss it?
Okay.
Carolyn, on the track, please. Point of order.
Yes, Carolyn, what's your point of order?
Yes, we are at time, and I hate to call the orders of the day, but we do have an executive session due at 10:30.
Okay. If there's no, we are at time.
Benito suggest move 10 minutes.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Second.
Is there any objection to extension of 10 minutes? Without objection. Okay. Serene, you are going to speak to your amendment, and then we'll have discussion on it. We do have one more budget, I believe, don't we? But okay.
There are actually three, well, anyway. The fact is that I do not plan on WBAI going off the air, which means we need to have some place from which we can broadcast and not just a transmitter site, you know, at the Empire State Building where other programming can be piped in. I expect that we will continue to have a real community-based radio station here in New York, which means we need a studio. So certainly, workers need to be protected. It's money that they have earned. Premiums have to be sent. It's a promise made, and it's got to be a promise kept. But, and I understand that Central Services money comes from the other stations as well, not just from BAI you know, to the best of our ability right now. But I can't see why having a studio for us to work from would not be part of the list of priorities.
Oh.
Okay.
This is Lydia Sustak.
We have Lydia and Brian. Yes, Lydia.
Okay. So, of course, the reason that I did not make that along, even though I listed the fact that I thought that the studio build-out was more of a priority at this juncture than listing the loan repayment until we have the specifics of the new timetable for that repayment. But that would be my same rationale for wanting to postpone the build-out as a priority here. Obviously, it is a priority, but as Bertolt said, he doesn't have the bids, he doesn't have figures for us for what that build-out would cost, which this particular motion does have figures for us. And so I would say that we postpone it along with the loan repayment, but I fully support that being a priority over that, but we need the figures and we don't have it, so I think it's inappropriate to include that in this particular motion at this particular time until the next board meeting. Hopefully we can have more information by then.
Yes, Brian.
Yeah, I think the other things that are on the list are in the nature of legal or contractual obligations that already exist, and we're trying to give guidance on how to prioritize catching up in those areas. I think the studio build out, it sounds like, is a totally crucial thing for WBAI operating. But I certainly sounds like we can leave how to prioritize things below the three items remaining on our list at the discretion of WBAI's local management. I don't see why we need to create a mandate on how to prioritize allocating money for the studio build-out.
Okay. There's no further discussion. We'll vote on Lydia's amendment. I'm sorry, Serene's amendment. Is there any objection? I guess there was an objection expressed. Okay. Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll on that?
Okay. So there were two amendments. This one had no objection. Is that correct?
I only had your... What's on the table is your amendment, Serene.
No, we already we passed.
Not Serene. We didn't vote on Serene.
No.
Yes, sir. First one was approved without objection.
No, but unrestricted. But not Serene's amendment. That was Lydia's amendment.
That's right.
So
okay, I'm sorry. May I speak to the Assistant Secretary for a moment? She's trying to speak to us.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Adriana?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm saying, the first one that we need to vote is what Lydia proposed, to postpone it, right? And then we go to vote in the Serene motion.
Well, we approve Lydia's without objection.
No, we approve. May Lydia clarify? We approve Lydia's about the tax loan of $156,000.
Exactly.
Right.
But what Adriana is referring to is that I didn't use the word move. I moved to postpone Serene's.
Serene. Yes.
For our next meeting to consider when.
Well, I didn't hear that I didn't hear that. Was there a second to that?
Order, Brian.
Yes, Brian.
You can't postpone an amendment without postponing the motion to which it attaches.
We got 3 minutes left on the time, sir.
Okay. Well, that settles that.
Okay. What was that, Lauren? You said we're out of time?
No, 3 minutes.
Okay.
This is Margie.
Yes, Margie.
I want to move that we extend an additional 20 minutes.
Okay.
I need to second.
Is there any
Carolyn, I'll second that. Mm-hmm.
Is there any objection to extending additional 20 minutes? Without objection. And now I believe we'll go to, we have Serene's amendment on the table. We'll go to a vote on that.
Mm-hmm. Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, Janet Kay.
I believe that Serene made two amendments, and I'm not clear which one we would be voting on, but I thought that we approved her first amendment adding, I don't know whether it was restricted, unrestricted, without, we approved that without having to vote on it.
Yes, we approved that without objection. So this is the second
yes.
Amendment. Okay. Serene, you want to briefly repeat what your second amendment was, and then we'll take a vote on it?
Okay, so I have a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I brought as an amendment that we should have a fourth provision there in the third proviso with studio build-out. Lydia brought a motion to postpone that. So don't we have to vote on the motion to postpone first, since this was the last thing?
No, Brian said it was out of order, and I accepted that it wasn't appropriate. So.
Okay.
So now we'll go to your vote on your amendment, your second amendment.
Okay, Brian Edwards-Teter?
No.
Point of information, can you please repeat what we're voting on?
Kim, I'm sorry, Serene, could you briefly repeat what your second amendment was?
To add as a fourth item under Proviso 3 about any unrestricted unbudgeted revenue, to add in terms of spending priorities as number 4, studio build-out.
Okay.
The existing number 3 is being struck per Lydia's motion. Everyone clear now?
Yep.
Okay. So Brian Edwards-Teter again.
No.
That was your chance to change your answer. Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis, you here? Janet Coben?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta? Lydia Brazan?
Stain.
Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Adriana Castanez?
No.
Hank Lamb? George Ryder? Richard Uvell? Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman? Can't hear you, Janet. Doreen Roberts votes yes. Jim Brown?
Sorry, I was muted. No.
Got you. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Heather Gray, did you? Okay. Jose Luis, are you back? Are you here? Rodrigo, didn't hear you.
I abstain.
Kim, you passed?
I abstain.
Janet, you voted no, correct?
Yes.
Okay. One moment, please. I have 274.
Okay, chair's not voting. The amendment fails. Now we'll vote on the full proviso with the amendment. Madam Secretary, you want to call a roll?
Can you please read the whole thing?
The PNB directs. Well, did we vote on Lydia's? I'm sorry. Did we vote on Lydia's amendment to strike it?
We approved her amendment except for the one about postponement.
Okay, great. Yes. Okay. The PNB directs that any unrestricted, unbudgeted revenue at WBAI, for example, from the quest, reinstatement of CPB funding, et cetera, be spent according to the following priorities. 1, pension catch-up payments, $23,000. 2, fulfilling unfulfilled premiums from previous fund drives, about $50,000. 3, repayment of WBI's tax. I'm sorry, no. 3, catching up on unpaid central services to the Pacifica National Office.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Brian Edwards-Teter?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes? Janet Coben?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes, sorry.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Gathon?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Cotsenes?
Yes.
Hank Lamb, George Ryder, Richard Giselle, Carolyn Burton?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Serene passes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Aye.
Ella Gray? Kim, you passed?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, Serena abstains. One moment, please. I have 922, Chair.
Okay, Chair not voting. Proviso passes. And now we'll go to the next one. Brian.
This is the first of the crisis management provisos. It reads as follows. The interim executive director shall require the WBAI general manager to attend the next meeting of both the WBAI Finance Committee and Local Station Board to give a first quarter financial report.
Point of information.
Yes,
Jose and Luisa got dropped off. Come back.
Yeah, where is this? What page is this on the agenda? I don't see it. I just have three provisos.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
So I emailed to you guys a while ago both the original and the, quote, crisis provisos. So you should have them in an email separate from the agenda. You should have it there.
Oh.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes. Carolyn?
That was Channel 5, Benito.
Okay, I see.
I see it. Okay.
Thanks.
Yes, Carolyn, point of information.
Yes, is that something new that requires a two-thirds vote, or is it
no.
I'm a little confused about the parliamentary status of that?
It was my fault. It was dropped from the continuation agenda through an error that I made, and Serene fixed it.
So,
does
Serene,
require
two-thirds or no?
No.
I don't have it. This is Jim.
Okay. Here it comes.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I'm forwarding it to Jim.
Jim, remind me, we have to figure out what the problem is.
Right.
Okay. Brian, did you finish? Could you recite that again, the proviso?
The interim executive director shall require the WBAI general manager to attend the next meeting of both the WBAI Finance Committee and Local Station Board to give a first quarter financial report.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
And I'd like to make an amendment and provide written financial reports for the first quarter to the Finance Committee and to the LSB.
Second.
For the second, is there any objection to that amendment?
Serene wants to speak about the motion in general. Thanks.
Yes, Serene.
Wait, let's dispose of the amendment first.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Serene, are you speaking to the amendment or?
No, the motion as a whole, amended or not.
Is there any objection to the amendment? Amendment adopted without objection. Now we'll go to the proviso. Serene, you wanted to speak.
JK, point of information.
Yes, Janet K.
Can we get that amendment in writing?
Yes, definitely. Kim, can you submit that in writing? Okay, yes, Serene, you're speaking to the proviso.
Okay, so our last LSD meeting was last Wednesday, and the general manager was there. General managers generally at LSB meetings. I don't know that he sits through the entire thing. He comes, he does his thing. I don't know what the situation is with regard to the finance committee. So, you know, I mean, he was on, and he said that there are sometimes communication problems, and I guess there are. But I do not want it to go forward as though he never shows up at LSB meetings. We've had GMs who've never shown up at LSB meetings. He's not one of them.
Margie for the stack.
Yes, Margie.
Well, I want to say that when I heard about this proviso, I talked to Berthold about it, and he assured me that he did attend meetings and that he would attend meetings in the future and that he would provide a quarterly report. I think it's unnecessary, and I hope that we don't. I would urge people not to vote for this proviso.
And Serene for the sack again, please.
Yeah, and point of information.
But I can wait for others.
Yes, Benito, what's your point of information?
I just want to know who's making the motion.
The committee.
The committee. These are recommendations out of the committee.
The National Finance Committee.
Finance Committee. Okay.
And I should clarify, these are from a meeting of the Finance Committee that took place before the last local board meeting at WBAI.
Okay. Serene, you have further discussion on this?
Yeah. I would also point out that, you know, obviously the NFC does not reside, the members of the NFC do not all reside in New York. I don't think our director of the person who was on as director has been on any PNB or committee meetings for several months. So this is really the statement of one person. I won't go further than that. But the manager showed up with a written report at our LSB meeting. So I just don't think it's fair to have it go on record as though he doesn't come to meetings and he doesn't give any information. It is true that we can all use more information than we have, but I think that's something that can be said around the network.
Is it yeah.
So I will be voting against this motion. I think it misrepresents the truth.
Okay, Adriana?
Yes, I want to clarify something.
Who is that?
It's Janet Coleman for the staff.
Okay, Adriana, then Janet
Thank
Coleman.
You. Okay, I want to clarify, I was in that meeting of the National Finance Committee, and it's true that we have the only one person from WBEI that was telling us they didn't have the general manager going to the finance meeting and to WBAI LSB meetings. That's why we agree on with that. But I personally, after listening to the general manager and what we were talking since then on, I will vote against that, even when I was one of the person in the National Finance Committee that voted for. That's it.
Okay. Janet,
point of information.
Yes, Benito, point of information.
Okay, so, Chair, I thought I heard you say earlier that there was no objection to the motion, but apparently we're discussing it anyway. So...
Yeah, I didn't say there was an objection to this proviso, Wilbur. I didn't say that. I asked for whether any, there was some objection raised. That's why we're discussing. I asked whether any objection. There were some. That's why we went into discussion.
Okay, so the motion has not been approved as of this moment.
No.
And then Kim made an amendment, which was seconded. And so right now, I'm unclear as to whether we're discussing the motion, which is what it appears to me, or the amendment.
We voted on the amendment without objection. We're discussing the motion as amended.
Okay.
And the next person was Janet C.
Yeah, I'm curious as to why this simple motion about how to get information and what we want as a sort of stream of communications from each other is being considered some kind of character assassination. I don't really see how this hurts the GM. It's not punitive. This motion, it's not in the least bit punitive. It's about establishing a rapport with each other so that we do not have any more difficulties. He's required to come and we're required to come. Whoever you're complaining about that didn't show up should be there. We've got to share back and forth this financial information.
to be, you know, I don't get it even, that you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. I don't even understand why you wouldn't make clear to the general manager and to each other what our task is. This seems like baloney.
Okay.
There's 5 minutes left.
Okay, we'll go to a vote on this proviso with the amendment. Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Yes. Brian Edwards Peter?
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Pass.
Janet Colvin?
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Pass.
Lydia Berzon?
No.
Lawrence Reyes? I'm sorry. Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?